Welcome back. In this lesson, we're making one of those classic TNB moments that instantly grabs attention. A rewind carve on a vocal, with that VHS rave color, that worn tape feeling, and that old-school jungle energy. Now, this is not just a cool effect. In drum and bass, a rewind moment is a proper arrangement tool. It can act like a DJ reload, a tension builder, or a big pay attention, something's about to happen cue right before the drop. And when you do it with vocals, it becomes even more readable, because the listener has something human to lock onto. So the goal here is simple. We're going to take a short vocal phrase, shape it so it feels like it's being pulled backward through a tape machine, and then carve it into the arrangement so it lands hard in context. Think nostalgia, grit, tension, and movement, all without cluttering the sub or muddying the drums. First, pick the right vocal. For beginners, keep it short and punchy. Something like rewind, reload, bring it back, or even a single shout works really well. You want a phrase that's less than 2 beats, ideally. In DNB, short usually means stronger. If the phrase is too long, the rewind loses its snap, and it starts feeling more like a wash than a moment. Place that vocal at the end of an 8-bar or 16-bar phrase. That's usually where a rewind hits the hardest, because the listener is already expecting some kind of change. If you can, line up the most important consonant right before the effect starts. Sounds like R, K, or T help the rewind feel more aggressive and more tape-like. Now let's clean the vocal up before we start mangling it. Put the vocal on its own track. That way, you're controlling the effect without messing up the rest of the tune. Start with utility. If the vocal is too wide or messy, you can bring the width down to 0% if you want it centered and solid. After that, use EQ8. High pass the vocal somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz, just to get rid of low rumble and any unnecessary bottom end. That low space belongs to the kick and sub, not the vocal. Then add a compressor for a little control. You're not trying to squash it flat. Just a gentle 2-to-1 ratio with a few dB of gain reduction is enough to keep the phrase steady. Now we start giving it that VHS rave character. Add saturator after the EQ. Keep the drive modest, somewhere around +2 to +6 dB, and turn soft clip on. That gives you a little warmth and grit without turning the vocal into harsh distortion. We want memory and texture, not pain. Then shape the tone again with a EQ8 or auto filter. A low pass around 6 to 9 kHz can take the edge off, and a band pass filter can really help create that old tape, old speaker, or battered VHS feel. If you sweep the filter down during the rewind, that's where the magic starts to happen. This is the important part, the rewind motion. You have a few beginner-friendly ways to do this in Ableton Live 12. The easiest one is automation. Automate the filter cutoff down over a half bar or a full bar. At the same time, you can bring the utility gain down a little, maybe -3 to -8 dB, so the vocal seems to disappear backward instead of just cutting off. You can also automate a little more saturation right at the end to make the tail feel more worn and unstable. If you want a bit of extra atmosphere, throw in a touch of reverb or delay on the final syllable, then cut it off quickly so it doesn't smear across the drop. Another great beginner trick is to reverse the last slice. Duplicate the phrase, take the final word or syllable, and reverse it. Nudge it slightly early so it feels like it's being sucked backward into the next section. This works especially well for a short reload or back type of word, because the shape of the word itself suggests movement. If you want a slightly more tape stop style feel, you can also fake a pitch drop. Keep it subtle. A drop of -2 to -5 semitones on the tail can help sell the delusion that the vocal is falling backward in time. Just don't overdo it. The aim is a classic rewind impression, not a huge special effect that pulls the phrase out of key. Now think about arrangement. This is where the rewind becomes more than just sound design. A strong DNB rewind usually happens just before the new section lands. For example, you might have 16 bars of breakdown. Then at bar 15, beat 4, the vocal says the cue. During the last half bar, the rewind carve happens. Then you drop into near silence or a tiny air pocket. And then, on the downbeat, the kick, snare, and sub slam back and clean. That contrast is what makes the moment hit. You can make it even stronger with a drum fill, a short break edit, or a little silence before the drop. In jungle and old school DNB, that empty space can feel huge. A tiny gap can create way more impact than stacking extra effects everywhere. One thing to remember here is call and response. The rewind vocal should feel like it's answering something. Maybe it responds to a drum fill. Maybe it reacts to a bass phrase. Maybe it echoes a previous shout earlier in the track. If it feels random, Move it until it feels like part of the groove conversation. That's a really important teacher note. One hero moment is usually stronger than three similar ones. If you're a beginner, don't overload the track with rewind tricks in every section. Pick the one moment where the energy really needs to reset, and make that one count. Now let's talk about keeping it DNB friendly. The vocal rewind should support the drums, not fight them. That means keeping the sub clean underneath, avoiding too much low end in the vocal, and making sure the drop still lands with full impact. If the bass is playing during the rewind tail, consider muting it for a moment or leaving a tiny gap before the drop, so the vocal can breathe. Also, keep the vocal mostly centered. Rewind effects often sound best when they feel like a focused, central cue. You can add stereo width elsewhere in the track, but for this kind of transition, solid and mono-ish is usually stronger. If you want extra grime, try one of these variations. Make a two-stage rewind. First, filter the phrase down, then reverse the tail into silence. That gives it a more performed feel. Or try a double-time stutter on the last syllable. Slice it into tiny pieces and repeat them tighter and tighter, like a tape machine grabbing frame by frame. You can also add a quiet octave down duplicate under the main vocal for a darker, menacing layer. Keep it very low in the mix so it just thickens the moment. Another good one is a broken tape effect. Leave tiny gaps between slices so it sounds damaged or glitchy. That's especially effective for darker, jungle or warehouse style DNB. And if you really want that rave reload feeling, follow the rewind with a short impact, a simple choke, or a sudden return of the full drums. That silence to hit contrast is huge. Once you've got a version that works, print it to audio. This is a smart workflow move. Consolidate it, freeze and flatten it, or resample it onto a new track. That way, you can trim the tail, add micro fades, slice it into smaller hits, or duplicate it for other parts of the arrangement. In DNB, being able to reuse a good transition quickly is a massive time saver. Now let's do a fast practice idea. Take one vocal sample, like rewind or reload, and make three versions. One clean and tight, one saturated and gritty, one with a reverse tail. On each one, high pass the low end, add modest saturation and automate the filter down over a half bar. Then place each one at the end of a different 8-bar phrase and listen in full context with the drums and bass running. Don't solo it forever. That's a common beginner trap. Soloed effects can sound amazing and still fail in the mix. The real test is whether the rewind still reads clearly when the full breakbeat, sub, and atmospheres are playing. If one version feels most like a real rave reload, that's your main one. Keep the others as backups for different sections or different moods. So, quick recap. A rewind carve is a transition tool, not just a sound effect. Keep it short. Keep it readable. Clean the vocal. Add controlled grit. Shape it with filtering and make sure it lands on a strong phrase boundary. Let the drums and bass do their job, and use the rewind to frame the moment. That's how you get that VHS rave color in Ableton Live 12 without overcomplicating it. In the next step, you can build on this by creating a few reusable rewind variants for different parts of your track, so your arrangement starts to feel like a real DJ-ready jungle or old-school DNB tune. All right, let's rewind it back and make it hit.